what's it like for you now, Wednesday of playoff game week?
Well, I feel like we've been here before, maybe just last week. You know, we needed to win and to keep going. So the way that we prepare is not going to change. The way that that we work is not going to change. We have a standard that the way that we like to prepare, and the only way that we're going to have an opportunity to win on Sunday is if we do have a great week of practice. So that's what we're focused on right now.
Have you allowed yourself at all just to take a moment to kind of take in what this week and what this game is going to mean?
Well, the moments I took were with my sons on Sunday night, with my teammates in the locker room and on the way back. Once I got into Monday afternoon, it totally shifted gears and turned into another week for me, preparing for Jacksonville, a good football team, and, pouring everything into getting ready to play those guys.
Hey, Kyle, you spent, 5 years teaching Marcel how to be a pro in this league and how to play in the NFL, and now he's playing against you, the Bills on Sunday. Just a couple thoughts on Marcel and all that.
I, I just think of all my teammates, I haven't poured into anybody as much as I did him. So we have a special relationship. I FaceTimed with him yesterday. I told him if he's in on goal line, he better watch out. So we got that out of the way. I said I show no quarter, and he knows that. So any time that you're around this game long enough, you're always going to have friends that move on, coaches that move on. So it is what it is. Obviously, I'll see him. It'll be special to see him, and I wish him enough luck to get second place on Sunday.
Kyle, their run game is one that will not shy away from an 8-man box. They're pretty stubborn. They'll just keep running it even if their offense is in neutral for maybe a quarter and a half, two quarters, a half. What kind of approach do you have to have in terms of a battle of wills there, knowing they're not going to quit trying to run it, even if you stop it early?
Well, I think if I had those three running backs, I would probably continue to run it over and over, too. With Fournette and Ivory and Yeldon, I would just keep handing those guys the ball, too. For us, no matter what defense we're in, we have to be clean across the board on where we fit, where we're supposed to be, and when we're supposed to be there. Or if not, you give those guys creases, they can take advantage of it. They all have different skill sets. They're all very talented. So it's a huge challenge for us, and like I said, we have to have a great week of preparation to get ready.
Do you still have any contacts on the LSU coaching staff to provide a little extra intel on Mr. Fournette?
Well, I think, once you go through the course of a season and you have 16 games of intel and film, there's really not much to learn about, a guy that plays running back. You see how talented he is. You see the speed, the power, the balance, kind of the total package. So, like I said, a huge task in front of us, and we're excited about it.
How important is it to get a good pass rush on Blake Bortles, knowing that he's a quarterback where if you get him off his spot and get in his face, he's prone to turn the ball over?
Well, it's like every other quarterback you play. Any way you can affect him, whether it's through sacks, pressures, hits, you want to do that. But we can't let them get ahead of the sticks with how good their running game is and open up their playbook, make it a long day for everybody.
Richie said he believes that the guys that were here when Doug left have a little bit of motivation against him this weekend.
I guess that depends on who you talk to. I don't have any – I really don't. And like I said earlier to Sal, it's just, if you're around long enough, you have – coaches leave, teammates leave, whether it's good, whether it's bad. I try to take the good from everybody. I enjoyed working with Doug. I enjoyed playing with Marcel. So this is about our football team and our opportunity to advance and play for a championship, and it starts in Jacksonville on Sunday, and we're excited.
How about being 165-1 in Vegas?
That doesn't mean anything to me.
You're not surprised at all? It's worse than before the season.
I don't care. I guess if I were a gambling type, maybe I'd take those odds for a big payday. I don't know. But that doesn't affect me.
When Sean comes in and uses that stat and says that no one believes in us, you don't get excited.
Well, that's kind of status quo for the year, right? So, just throw it in that big box over there of, tanking and can't do it. So odds in Vegas make no difference.
Kyle, after the Bengals touchdown, what's been the favorite moment of being a playoff team for the first time this week?
Well, in that moment, I was just grateful to be able to spend that time with my boys. I have my two older boys. My smallest one wasn't there. I don't think he could have handled it. He'd have been scared to death. But those two, especially my older one, he knew what was going on. He knew where we were, and it was just a special time. And I told Jim Rome this earlier on the radio. Drew Hull texts me after the game. I had hundreds of texts after the game. And Drew Hull texts me, and he goes, I want you to know that your boys are always going to remember that. He goes, take that from somebody that was there with my dad with Kent during those years. He goes, and I've never forgotten that. So that gave me a bit of the allergies, you know, reading that text message, which was special. And I'm really happy that Drew sent me that. Yeah,
he was our guy, man.
Yeah, you know, I met Ken a couple times, and I knew the special guy that he was. And Drew actually married a friend of mine's daughter from my hometown, and that's how we met, and you know, kind of got a friendship there. And he sent me that, and that meant a lot.
Here from Kay?
No.
Can you talk to me a little bit about tempo from the opponent? I mean, last week your guys' offense did a really good job of tempoing that Dolphins defense, and Eric was saying, yeah, Kyle tells us all the time, that's a pain in the neck to deal with when they're shifting tempos.
Well, yeah, it's the unexpected tempo. It's not the, hey, we're going to go no huddle and stay in it, because you can adapt to that. It's the shift. It's the in and the out of it. It stresses communication and alignment and assignment and all those things. So that's always tough. That's something we've talked about, and, you know, we're going to have to be ready for.